Rosenthal, taking you inside the major leagues with Mully and Henley.
Gone! It's gone!
Fox Sports baseball expert, Ken Rosenthal.
Mully and Henley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. David Haw, the Chicago Tribune, kind enough to sit in for Brian. Let's get to the Home Run In hotline. Home Run In pizza, throw one on the grill at your next tailgate. And there we find Ken Rosenthal, he of Fox Sports, and of course the Major League Baseball Network. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Ken.
Hey, help me out. Do we expect big news today from St. Louis? We see that they've called a news conference for this morning. Is this good news for the Cardinals, or maybe potentially bad news?
Mike, I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, we just...
I don't know that... Well, I would say this. I would be shocked if it was Bull. Shocked.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I would be shocked if it had anything to do with Bulls. Put it that way.
So, Ken, does...
Bull before, but that would be shocked.
Does Cardinals winning the World Series increase the chances of them keeping Pujols or losing him?
That's a great question. I would say it can't hurt, but it's not going to help as much as perhaps some Cardinal fans would like to believe. Ultimately, this is a business decision. And if the Cardinals don't pay him what he wants to be paid, he's not going to stay. And how do we know that? We know that because he turned down about $200 million in that range over 9 years in spring training. So clearly, he is not in the mood for major discounts. And he wants to be paid as Albert Pujols should be paid. Whether the Cardinals are willing and able to do that is probably the biggest question here. And whether another team will step up to do that is a question. In my view, you've got 30 clubs, and only, well, 29 besides the Cardinals. It only takes one. I would say some team is probably going to pay Albert Pujols.
Yeah, and again, when you talk about free agency, it just takes one. One team creates
right.
A free agent market. So it's as you say.
This isn't Jason Worth here. This is Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
So I would expect there would be one.
The Cubs apparently have picked up the option on Aramis Ramirez. It's a mutual option, and he said no thanks, or he is planning on saying no thanks. That would then mean they get a draft pick as compensation. Are you surprised they were willing to pay him that? And are you surprised that when he said the other day that, yeah, maybe he would accept that he opted not to?
Not surprised they're willing to pay it, because teams generally are willing to pay players a premium if it's only for 1 year. And this would have only been 1 year. And the logic is, listen, we know basically what kind of player he is. It's a short-term commitment. We'll do it. Now, from Aramis' position, it's more interesting. He is betting on himself, obviously, as a free agent, and not necessarily unwisely because of the shortage of third basemen in the game right now. So with the Cubs, he would have had $16 million guaranteed. As a free agent, who knows? He may get $40, $50, $60, $70 million guaranteed. I'm not quite sure what the market will bear for him, but that's what he's looking for, the additional guarantees. And that is something the Cubs probably were not going to give him.
You know, Ken, looking at a couple left-handers in very different marketplaces, perhaps, when free agency starts on Thursday, C.J. Wilson was not the clutch performer in postseason I think many people might have thought he would be. He's going to be very hotly pursued. What do you think the marketplace will be for him? And then on the other end of the spectrum, maybe a little bit older, but Mark Burley, a lot of interest in what the market will be for him here in Chicago. Where do you expect him to land?
More interesting case because he's a guy that seemingly does not want to go other than two places, right? Chicago and St. Louis, and St. Louis is effectively closed. Now, there are indications that he may be opening that up, but I'd be surprised if he landed anywhere but the White Sox on a 2 or 3 year deal. Might be wrong about that, but that's what he is. He's not a guy who looks to play the market for every last dollar. He's definitely enjoyed Chicago. So I would be surprised if he left, though. Free agency, really anything is possible. T.J. Wilson, I know a lot of people are speculating during the playoffs that, oh, my gosh, this guy's killing his value. He certainly didn't help him. But, again, the one-team theory holds, and he is a left-hander in a market in which C.C. Sabathia will be the only other free agent if Sabathia does not sign with the Yankees today. Top left-handed free agent. You want to count Burley in there, fine, but T.J. Wilson is younger. And he's a guy that has only been a starter 2 years, relatively fresh arm. He was better in his second year as a starter than he was in his first year. Now, yes, he faded in the postseason, but if I'm a team like the Marlins, the Nationals, some fringy team that wants stability in the rotation, he's a guy that I'd like to have, and I would bet he gets 5 years, 80, something along those lines.
That's a lot of money. Ken,
either, yes, it is.
I'm just saying, I know it's not a lot of money in baseball, but it's a lot of money. Ken, there's a story today about our guy, Carlos Zambrano, that he's going to pitch in the Venezuelan Winter League, and he's going to start, I guess, a week from yesterday. It'll be his first outing since walking out on the Cubs on August 12th. Now, Theo Epstein, in the introductory news conference, did not dismiss the idea of bringing back Z. He didn't, it's not like he went out and said he would, but he talked about visiting the issue and talking to people about it. And he said that good organizations know when to take advantage of an asset or when to dump an asset when a guy had to go. The presumption here is that he has to go, and we think the owner believes he has to go. But I have been advocating that, you know, okay, fine, get rid of him, but who's pitching? And this guy is not irretrievable. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Your thoughts on him possibly staying with the Cubs? Does he have to leave? The money is obviously overwhelming, and you can't get rid of other guys when you're getting rid of him.
It's a fair question about the pitching and how, even though he is obviously erratic as a human being, he is a quality pitcher still. So there is that argument for keeping him. I will say this. Theo Epstein was never going to come out in a press conference and say, hey, we're going to get rid of Zambrano. It would compromise whatever tiny shred of leverage he has. And remember, Theo Epstein was just the general manager of the Boston Red Sox, a team that was desperate for starting pitching in the second half of the season on. Did he make a play for Carlos Zambrano? No. He ran from Carlos Zambrano. So I don't expect his opinion has changed any. It's just a matter now of basically, yes, maximizing whatever that asset is, whether you can trade it, whether you can use it for yourself. I would be surprised if he was back there in March, but at the same time, all the points you make about the contract are valid. It's a difficult thing to move.
This segment on the Mully and Hanley Show brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Speaking of Theo, how aggressive do you think that he will be in free agency, given we don't know what the payroll will be? We don't know how much latitude he will have. We know that every decision he's going to make will have a long-term view and all that. But again, he's coming from the Red Sox, where they were a player in every major free agent. People here wonder about Prince Fielder, where his next home will be. What do you expect out of the Cubs in free agency?
It's sort of hard to know, because it's a much different situation than Boston in many ways. When Theo took over in Boston, they were coming off a 96-win season. It was a strong club. And in all the years he was there, it was a strong club. So the Cubs are different. They're not in that same kind of position. They've got a little bit of a ways to go before they're in that position. And if I were a Cubs fan, I'd ask myself this question. Would Prince Fielder or Albert Pujols alone solve our problem? The answer, of course, is no. And I would imagine that Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer are going to take a little bit of a broader view and start trying to fix the organization as a whole and not look for a short-term or even a 7 or 8 year long-term deal with a Prince or an Albert, because right now it's not going to help them all that much. They are not going to compete big time, probably. I say probably because we saw what Arizona did this year, next year. They could do it in 2 or 3 years. And perhaps they go for the big guy, but in Boston, Theo kind of went away from free agency and players who would be signed into their late 30s. Well, that's Pujols. Fielder's different because he's younger, but Fielder has the body question. I just don't see it. But again, it's hard to know what he's going to do because he hasn't been in this position, hasn't been with his team before.
Yeah, you know, Ken, I got to tell you, in my world, the way the Cubs win the division, the way they get better is if not by signing Fielder or Pujols, but those guys leaving the division. If they can get those guys out of the division, all of a sudden, they're not as far away as they once were.
Well, that's a fair point. Now, they'll have no say in that, of course. But what's interesting is the division is still not that great. And I know the Cardinals just won the World Series, but you guys saw the Cardinals all season until late August. They weren't very good at all.
90 games.
And they got hot. They got hot, and they did a great job. And one of the most fascinating seasons we've seen from a team that lost its best starting pitcher on the first day of spring training and then just fought and fought and fought until the end. But without Prince, without perhaps Albert, these teams are all compromised. You're right. And the Cubs, with perhaps three or four good moves, could get at least in contention next season. I'm not ruling it out. I just would be surprised if they do a major splash for the free agent as the way to go.
All right, Kenny, thanks a ton. We appreciate it as always, buddy. Great
year.
Thanks,
Ken.
Thanks, guys. Take care.